The market is looking frothy and troublesome. This is the Danger Zone, where we're going to dive into some of the things that are worrisome right now. And we're doing it with David Trainer. He, of course, is the founder and president at New Constructs, a research firm based in Nashville that evaluates securities on a scale of most attractive to most dangerous. And it basically boils down to this. It's easy to look at numbers from the top down and come to a conclusion. And sometimes your conclusion, but David and the crew at New Constructs, they dig in at the footnotes level and they work their way up. And sometimes they're asking,
is it possible I'm not as attractive as I think I am?
Oh, it's possible. And if they find out that the numbers that you see at the top-down level are misleading and working against you, that's where something is headed for trouble. If you want to learn more about how it works, go to newconstructs.com. And they blog about all their Danger Zone picks, so there's always a lot more detail on anything you hear us discuss. David Trainer, welcome back to Money Life.
It is great to be back, Chuck. Thank you.
David joins us on the Gainbridge Hotline. Gainbridge has embarked on a mission to create a digital platform that provides direct access to trusted annuity products without complexity or hidden fees. Learn more at gainbridge.life. David, who's in the Danger Zone this week?
Chuck, we are featuring five prior Danger Zone picks. And in our report, we list 61 of our 65 Danger Zone picks that are still open that have fallen more off their 52-week highs than the S&P 500. This is a big pat ourselves on the back session, but we're also going to go into detail and do five Danger Zone picks that we think still have a ton more downside.
Okay, so five Danger Zone picks. You've shared them with me, so I'm going to share them with the audience. So in the Danger Zone this week,
danger, danger.
You've got Uber, Affirm, Rivian, DoorDash, and Warby Parker. Now, I'm pointing out the buzzer is not that the picks have gone wrong, because they haven't. The buzzer is that the stocks proved to be dangerous like you said they would, and they're still dangerous now. So let's dig in. Why are these falling knives still so sharp?
Because the businesses remain as terrible as they were pretty much when we started our analysis on this. And even though they've fallen from all-time highs, I mean, they're just still expensive. I mean, like Uber, for example, I mean, it's not making any money. It has a negative margin, and yet it's priced as if it's going to have a margin as high as airlines pre-consolidation, a 6% pre-tax profit margin, and grow revenue at 19% compounded annually for about a decade. And that's like ridiculous. They're going to have a huge jump in margins while also growing revenue at a huge rate, right? They're going to be able to raise prices and make money in a way they never made money before and grow revenue at the same time. And so look, it's $35 now. We think, you know, this thing goes at least as low as $18 a share before it's anywhere close to a fair value.
So a cut in half potentially for Uber at this point. Affirm, that's AFRM. What's the problem there?
I mean, this is like a negative 41% profit margin over the trailing 12 months. To justify $57, they got to go to 8% margin, which is, you know, eight times higher than Square or now known as Block. So 8% is pretty high margin after tax. Grow revenue by 38% compounded annually for the next 8 years. And have a global merchandise volume that rivals Walmart's. Okay. The idea that these guys would ever have global merchandising volume comparable to where Walmart is, we think is ridiculous. And we see 85% downside. Look, if the margin goes to 4%, right, the highest margin Square has ever had, and grows revenue by 46%, 43% over the next couple of years, and then 22% after that through 2029, the stock's worth $10 a share. You know, this one could go to zero, Chuck. I mean, buy now, pay later.
Yeah.
It's not a new concept. It's not a good concept in this environment. It's a bad business. They got a ton of competition. This thing's got a lot of downside, at the least.
And you're talking about going to zero. It's currently trading in the mid to high 50s. So that's Affirm, AFRM. Rivian, R-I-V-N. How out of whack is that value?
We think it's got, 82% downside from here. Look, this again, we think Tesla's overvalued. Rivian's just as overvalued. I mean, look, they haven't even executed as much as Tesla. And yet their current valuation implies they're going to sell more trucks than all of what Honda sells. I'm close to what Honda sells in the United States. And I think it also means they're going to sell more trucks than all Chevrolet Silverado sold in 2021. By 2030, they'll sell more of their cars than all the Chevrolet Silverado sold in 2021. That's ridiculous. And that's still what's baked into the stock price at $11 a share.
Wow.
Yeah.
And again, we're talking about a stock that's trading in the 60s, and now we're mentioning it as $11 a share. DoorDash is the highest price of the five stocks you mentioned. It's ticker symbol DASH. It's currently trading at over $100 a share. What are you thinking that's actually worth?
I mean, look, we've been saying for a long time, from the beginning, like, is there a real business model here? Like, they don't own the product they're selling. They're an intermediary. And, I don't know if you've seen the commercial where Domino's Pizza went out and bought a bunch of coupons from other local restaurants and is offering to deliver their food for them, right? So Domino's is so good at delivering food, they might even do it for the local restaurant. And you know why they did it? Because DoorDash and these other delivery services were holding these restaurants hostage. They were charging unfairly high fees to the restaurant and passing that on to the clients as well, right? And so the restaurants are revolting. And look, if DoorDash can't get wrong along with the people providing them the goods, I don't think they have a business. This is another one where we provide a price that's 68% lower, $34 a share. But I think this one can go to zero too, Chuck. I just don't see this as a viable business, like a sustainably profitable enterprise. To me, seems just unlikely in the food delivery business. It's entirely commoditized. It's all about price. There's no real scale advantages here. They have no competitive advantage. There's a lot of people doing it. I don't know. Give me one reason it's a good business, and maybe we can have a conversation. Well, I don't see it.
You didn't value it as a business within Uber a whole lot either. Remember, we talked about Uber, which has its own version of DoorDash with Uber Eats. So you clearly don't like the business no matter who's running it. And that brings us to Warby Parker, WRBY. I am not surprised that it is still in the list just because it was one of your later Danger Zone picks in 2021. So it hasn't had the time yet to find a catalyst, but it's trading in the mid-30s. And where do you think it's headed this year?
We see 72% downside. And by the way, all the stocks on this list have fallen at least 40% from their all-time high, right? So these are Danger Zone picks that have really worked. And again, have a lot more downside. But yeah, we think this thing could go another 72% lower. Look, to justify the current stock price, it has to be larger than Vision Source and Luxottica's estimated 2020 revenue, right? Those are the two largest optical retailers in the United States in 2020. So it's already priced to be meaningfully bigger than the two largest players. That's if you believe in the current stock price. We think it could drop to as low as $10 a share. That means that they still achieve a significantly higher margin, right? They're negative 10%. But even if they get to an 8.5% margin and grow revenues by consensus estimates through 2028, it's still just worth $10 a share. This is not a good business. I mean, it's just really overvalued. It's popular, but it's dangerous, and we recommend our listeners avoid it.
Yeah, and that's why all of them are still there. That's Uber, UBER, Affirm, AFRM, Rivian, RIVN, DoorDash, DASH, and Warby Parker, WRBY. All of them off 40% or more from their peaks, all of them with massive declines to go. That's why they return to the danger zone this week. David Trainer, thanks as always for joining us.
My pleasure, Chuck. Great to be with you.
That is David Trainer. He is the president and founder at New Constructs. He's on Twitter at TheRealDTrain37. The firm, New Constructs, well, they're on Twitter at New Constructs, and they're online at newconstructs.com. Check out the blog, find the list of the most attractive and most dangerous stocks, get more details on any of the things we talk about here, and more. Up next, it's Market Call time. Michael Robinson from Money Map Press will be here when we come back.
Oh, wow. This is actually pretty dangerous.